సాద్వైతం భావదూతం హరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పదం సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖం శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం జైన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కళామయం దాసి కృపాసిం భావని వందే శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య నితానంద సహోదితో గోదరై పుష్పబంధో చిత్రోసంభూతం మమావగమ్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్యాన్ని గౌరవ హే కృష్ణ కరుణ సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపీశాగుపదాకంధరారాపంచూడాంగి రాజే బృందావనేశ్వరి విశ్వాను శ్రీదేవి ప్రణమామి గురు వైష్ణవ గురు పరంపరా కీ జయ శ్రీ పరపతి వినంత నారాయణ మహారాజ్ కీ జయ శ్రీ పరపతి గౌర బందన సింగ మహారాజ్ కీ జయ గోడ్ భక్త వింద కీ
సో వి వెరీ హ్యాపీ టు హావ్ శ్రీ పరపతి వినంత నారాయణ మహారాజ్ హియర్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఎంటరాజ్ పరిషద్. It was said, we have heard by Thakur Bhaktivinoda that the stature of a Vaishnava can be judged by how many others he turns into Vaishnavas. And as we know, our Guru Maharaj, he had a very ambitious and far-reaching campaign, bringing many, many jiva souls within the fold of Vaishnavism. At the same time, our Guru Maharaj liked to say that if I can make one disciple, a pure devotee of Radha and Krishna, out of all of them, one, then my mission will be successful. So this is very important. Sometimes we are in dilemma because we want to know what is the goal of life. And if we are very fortunate, Eirup Pramanda Kon Bhagyavan Deed Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Ladu Beach. We find the real Guru and we get to Bhakti Ladu Beach. But oftentimes then we relax. Now I know what is the goal of life, so I will get on with my own life. But that is not sufficient. So we are fortunate that great persons like Srila Bhaktivinoda Narayana Maharaj come to, as any preacher, to stir up that which in our case our Guru Maharaj has left with us, to help us focus on the goal. And although Thakur Bhaktivinoda did make this type of statement that we will know the Vaishnava by how many persons he turns into Vaishnava, at the same time there is another criterion also. Because we have seen that in the preaching work sometimes some bluffing can be there. It is, after all, very good philosophy, and if you know it theoretically, then you can bring some people within your fold to serve you. But we are not interested only in knowing theoretically. Sabde parichanishnatam brahmani upasamastrayam. Both things. We should know the theory for preaching, and we should have real acquaintance with the ideal experientially. And if we have that, some of that, a little bit of that at least, in the very least, we will know that our strength for the propagation of this dharma, paro dharma, it comes from above. So we may measure the Vaishnava by how many others he turns into Vaishnavas, but because there may be some bluffing in this area, we have another criterion, and that is how much he regards the higher Vaishnava. If he has real regard for the higher Vaishnava, then we will take that very seriously, because there it would be difficult to bluff. One time, some of my god brothers they came to Guru Maharaj, Srila Siddhar Maharaj, at his mat, and some of us were there at his feet, hearing his katha. And they said to Siddhar Maharaj, Siddhar Maharaj, we have no problem with you. You are Param Vaishnav. We have the highest respect for you, all regard for you. But these people, they are all using you. We have come to tell you. And Guru Maharaj said, so you think I'm a fool?
What?
So I am a fool. Said, so you think I am a fool?
Yes.
So what is that praise? They are praising him in so many ways, but they are calling him a fool. He said, no, I am not a fool. And I can see at least they are as sincere as you. And they are coming to hear Hari Katha, and I'm giving that. And we are very thankful for that. We were nourished by that and encouraged to follow the ideal more than any formal institutional policy. Institution, as we know, is there to facilitate the ideal. But if it gets in the way of the ideal, then it is no longer meaningful for us. So we try anyway, in our way, we are trying to show some regard for Senior Vaishnava. And therefore we very much, when we heard that Sripad Narayan Maharaj was coming to America immediately, Narasingha Maharaj, he said, he must come to our temple. Our Guru Maharaj would embrace him in every way. So if we are representing him, definitely he must come. So I was in Vrindavan at the time, so I went and invited Maharaj. And so in this way we are trying to follow this principle, showing respect to the higher Vaishnava. And Sripad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj is very high Vaishnava. I have little acquaintance with him personally, but I have studied his books that have come, lecture books, very many times. I'm reading those books, and I can understand that he has deep knowledge, and that knowledge is not ordinary knowledge, but that is Rajavidya. Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam. It is the knowledge of, it is the king of knowledge, and it is the knowledge of kings also. So who are those kings? Narayana Maharaj is such a king. In two ways. One way is that the lords, the kings of this world, they are the senses. Manasastan indriyani prakriti stani kashati. With mind and senses we are struggling. They are ruling. So one, vātu vegam, manasa kodha vegam, jivā vegam, utara pasta vegam, etam vegam, yogata heta dhira, sārvamapi mam pitivim sasishyat. The whole pitivim becomes the shishya of the person who conquers over these kings of the indriyas and the mind. So in this sense, he is a king. But in another sense also, because this is beginning idea, that we will control mind and senses. There is a saying that if you see a hummingbird fly into a lotus, you will become a king. If you see the hummingbird go into the lotus flower, you will become a king. So our Narayana Maharaj is this kind of king. He has this kind of wealth. Because he has seen the hummingbird of Sri Radha enter the lotus of Krishna. This is the ideal of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And I am seeing that he is very much preaching on this point. What is the sadhya? And that is very important for us. So we want like that to become rich. King is rich, so you will become wealthy if you see this. If you see the hummingbird of Sri Radha enter the lotus of Krishna. So we are hoping in his good company that we may get some deep insight into this ideal, into his wealth, that he will share that wealth of his heart with us. Kirtan Narayan Maharaj, keep your
Maharaj, I spoke for 3 hours this morning.
But yet I want to hear.
Okay.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Swami Sri Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu Padaya Te Namaha Guru Vagyam Sarasidaryam Shaktavetasvarupene Hare Krishna Te Matrena Paschatya Paschatarini Vishvachajapabhaya Divyakuru Namurtaye Shri Bhagavat Madhurya Gita Jnana Pradayane Gaura Sri Rupa Siddhanta Sarasati Nasevane Radha Krishna Padam Bhoja Sringaya Gurave Namaha Namasrittam Manam Sisakshi Putra Matra Swarupam Tasyagrajam Rupurim Maturim Bhusavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Ho Radhik Kamadavasam Vastoya Sya Sahita Kripaya Kripaya Sri Gurum Samato Sri Gurum Samato Vanta Bhavata Rubyasya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavejo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jyadvaita Gadadhar Srivastari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Govindam
So this morning Maharaj, I spoke to the devotees and I wanted to give them just general background about Your Holiness. And I said to them that there will be three unseen guests here this today. Not guests, but there will be three unseen personalities present here. But if we can somehow open our inner vision, we may perceive those persons. And then I told that those persons are our Guru Maharaj, Kesava Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, Your Blessed Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and the Guru Maharaj of quite a few of the people gathered here, Bhakti Dasha Sridharji Goswami Maharaj. And we took the liberty to say that actually in your tour of America and the West, this humble meeting here is one of significant value, because as I mentioned, if Swami Maharaj were here anywhere in the world, he would come and welcome you in your preaching in the West. He would arrange the relationship between these personalities that I mentioned, our Guru Maharaj, your Guru Maharaj, and our beloved Sridhar Maharaj, they had much intimacy in their life and connection. And they are what? They are the teachers, they are the representatives of Saraswati Thakur. And we encourage the devotees, as Maharaj said, always give your everything to the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, and especially those who come with the blessing and the grace of Krishna to benedict us. And that so much confusion is there in the world. I say confusion because certainly people are confused because they do things which are detrimental to their Krishna consciousness and the name of Krishna consciousness, and this can only be but to confusion. So one of the things that we suggest is that if we can see to the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura, then we can find much harmonizing grace. And we are always happy to inform the devotees that our Guru Maharaj was by far not the only Vaishnava, by far not the only servant of Sarasvati. In fact, in reality, he came from the remote section, the remote quarter, from the Grihastapur. Saraswati Thakur had many exalted disciples. And these works which are going on today, us here, your coming, our Guru Maharaj having come, Srila Sridhar Maharaj having availed himself to the devotees and preaching, we feel in our heart this is all the desire of Saraswati Thakur. And he's looking up to the lotus feet of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So from here, Krishna consciousness in the Western world begins. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And his Parshad devotee. And when our Srila Prabhupada first arrived in New York, he wrote many letters requesting others to come. At that time, he was requesting Shripad Tirtha Maharaj also to come. And we must note that Tirtha Maharaj had many thousand disciples at that time. And had he come, which chair would he have taken? He would have come in the position of Acharya. And Swami Maharaj, he was ready to serve that if they would come for preaching. So, of course, Krishna had another plan. He must do some work there alone for some time and carry on the mission. But this type of thing we are emphasizing to the devotees, how to have the proper vision amongst the worldwide community of the Vaishnavas. This morning, can I say something about the phone call? We actually received a phone call from Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj.
Yes.
This morning.
Today.
Today, via his representative through Colombia, but close representatives of his in the Western world. And he expressed that I am very sad to hear how my name, Puri Maharaj's name, is being used against Narayan Maharaj. And he said that all of you should know that our Sripad Narayan Maharaj is Rasik Bhakta in the line of Saraswati Thakur. So, I said enough. And we're very, very much happy and honored also to have you as our guest here. Not guest, and you are a family member. So this is your home also.
Haribo.
Haribo.
Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj Ki.
Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj Ki. Shri Bhakti Purari Maharaj Ki. पूज्यपाद श्रीधर महाराज की जय। पूज्यपाद श्री महाराज की जय। पूज्यपाद परम प्रपूज्यपाद श्री श्रीमद स्वामी महाराज की जय। हमारे डिसिप्लिन समस्त आचार्य वर्गों की जय। सचिनंदन गौर हरि गौर प्रमाण हरि। अज्ञान निरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्तुषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय। आई एम सो ग्लैड टू कम हियर। आई एम रियली रियलाइजिंग हियर व्हाट इस्कॉन इज बोनाफाइड। हियर इज वी आर सीइंग इस्कॉन एंड दिस इज इट। This is the, I think, that main preaching center of Swamiji. They have so much broad view. buses will be like this. So I I mean so much thanks for and what to tell for Tripurari Maharaj and Sipad Nishin Maharaj. They are bona fide Vaishnava and in their Swamiji line, actually they are in their line. I'm so glad to come in the Western country. I know that I have not come. But Swamiji taking my this sikha and tracked me here. Come on, come on. And you should see how I have preached. He has given me 300 letters in India when I was there. And he was requesting me to come. And personally he requested me as coming to first time that you should come with me. I'm very bona fide preaching with me. Anyhow, I was serving my holy master and he was not at that time, so I could not join. But I told him that if you are missing, then one day it will be true and I will have to come. So I am thinking that I have not come, but he has dragged his my sikha and brought him. I'm so lucky. I always from my early days in my mutt. I know him from 1946 or 1947. He met me first in Calcutta with my Guruji. And from there we have very good relations. He was so much happy to see me that I was serving my Gurudev very, very closely. And when he came to Mathura, I was there. My Guru was not there, Guru. He came to me and I respected so much, like my Siksha Guru. And I kept him for so many months. He was at that time translating Srimad Bhagavatam. And he had done up to three
canto,
and that was given to Delhi for first printing. And that three books he took with him and Gita Bhandi and one kartab, nothing. And he came and he requested me to send all these books with everything. And also, when he will need anything, you will have to help me. I told that you should order me and I will carry everything what you will order. So first he wrote me a letter that your preaching is going on well on the shore beach in New York. I was doing Kirtan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. And some hippies came first. But I think that they are not hippies, they are hippies. And they were turned actually. Everything he was writing to me. And he requested me to send Mridanga from India and some kartals. And after that letter, he also told me that send me Gaur Nityananda Prabhu and Radha Krishna. I followed all orders and I began to laugh when in his one letter he told that send at once 10 kilos of Mathura very
peda,
very peda. Also I 2-3 times when he ordered I sent all the letters I gave to Satsang Maharaj to publish the question. But yet I have some in Bengali and Hindi I have. So from very beginning I was having
I remember that you are also in Mayapur, Vrindavan. Spent his last day, he was going to his master. He called for me and I went at once with so many brahmacharis. At first I sent so many brahmacharis, also I went and saw him. And for his message and everything, I managed there. Last day he told that he took my hands in his hand, perhaps he was here. And he wanted to that just to sit on my bed. But I told like this and told that, oh, bring another chair. And he is my Sikha Guru. You are my Sikha Guru. He also told something that he told that in preaching something comes that we should not do, but yet for preaching we do. So outwardly, he told me that outwardly I have done some thing that I should not have done. I have told so many things. So you should forgive me. Ataji, you are my Sikha Guru, why? What you have done, it is bona fide and so good. You have done only properly. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and Radha Krishna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Gaurav Nityananda. So you have not done anything wrong. But yet he told. And he told that, you should this convey this thing to my all God brothers. One thing I want. I told you, what one? You should order me. He told that I'm going to leave my body now. I know that I will need nobody. So you should by your own hand give my samadhi. There were one Maharaj and so many other his god brothers, so much
learned
and everything. They were more than me. But yet, I know that he has so much belief on me. Up to last day, from beginning to last day, that he requested me to do. I told him that it is my so much fortune that you have ordered me to do. He told also that you will have to manage my
Biraha
Mahotsav also. I told that I will do everything what you have told. I will do. And when I returned, I heard that he has gone to his Prabhu for service, for eternal service he has gone. But I know that he is not dead. Where his disciple will call, he will go there, and he is there everywhere, and he is giving inspiration to all those. So I know that he is eternal person and eternal servant of Radha and Krishna and also of Chaitanya and Gaur Nityananda. So I am so much grateful to Swamiji, my Sikha Guru. He was here and he heard that Narayan Maharaj is coming. I know that to come to the airport and he would be have embraced me. And I know that he is so much pleased. That because he has dragged me here, my mission was that, first mission was that of this, that he was my Sikha Guru. The foot dust of his, lot of foot dust, where he has kept all has become Maha Maha Tirtha. So he will be pleased. He will so much pleased. Then when I will go, and he will show me, oh, see, in so many, so much less time, short time, all are doing Harinam and Kirtan, everywhere it has been pleased. Then he will see that, oh, he is so much pleased. He will say, and then he will be so glad, I know. So I came only to touch the feet of Mahatirtha where he has first came to this Western country and where he went to take the feet dust and to see how he has marvelously has done preaching. He has translated so many books, bona fide books, Srimad Bhagavatam. In the line of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, in the line of Srila Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. There were so many publications of Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, but they were not bhakti line and they were not bona fide. And I think that in about 50 languages of the world, richest languages of the world, they have been translated and all are reading. So I have come to see all this and to pay my respect to his lotus feet. I am wondering also and I am very glad to know that seeing this in this country, so many bona fide Vaishnavas are there. Wherever I went, in Manor, in England, in Holland, in Houston, everywhere I am seeing is so much influence that what miracle he has done. So, and so much debted to him that he has changed all these things. Second, my mission was that I will go and who are, I know that now 90% bona fide and sincere Vaishnava has been neglected by his own. And they were bound to leave his own. I have come to tell them that you are ISKCON and you will be ISKCON forever. You don't think that I have left and they have what? That made us to go out of ISKCON. No. You have so much honor for your Gurudev. You have so much honor for Krishna and you are chanting and you are so you are bestowed. Italian is gone and you are bona fide is gone. Anyone has not right to take this right. I also think that I am bona fide is gone. Anyone has not right to explain from this. Pure is gone. They are all is gone. I know that Naradvaj is gone. I know that Dasvaj is gone. I know that are all disciples. They have established before Vaishnava Raj Sabha. This is the same thing. This is the same thing. So we should take broad view, honor Vaishnava. A person who is not honoring any Vaishnava, Kanishtha Adhikari, then he is not Vaishnava really. Who is bona fide Vaishnava? Who can honor even a Kanishtha Vaishnava Adhikari? What to tell of Uttam and Madhyam? If they were honoring me, then I would have think the thought that, oh, they are bona fide honoring their Gurudev. If a dog of my Gurudev or Swamiji comes to me, I honor them. Even they should think that I was a dog of Swamiji, very near and dear, but they have no. So you are all Krishna consciousness. Really you are Krishna consciousness. I have come to see and he has led me to see this. So I tell them, don't be hopeless. You are bona fide Krishna. Go on doing. Anyone has not right to explain. We will discuss all these things. I have not to tell so much things. I have come to only glorify Swamiji and glorify our disciplic orders and to tell something about why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So I am telling so many Harikatha that first we should decide what is our goal and then process how we can. Like Chaitanya Chaitanya, Krishna Das Kavriyaj Goswami, he has fixed the goal in Adi 4, very beginning. And after that, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami have told how this process is. So we should know our goal, what is our goal. And then we should finalize or to establish what is our process to have. Today is so late. I want that all Vaishnavas should take prasadam. And you should all be merciful to me that you should request Swamiji that he should be merciful, so, so merciful to me, and he will be glad. I am thinking that here he is singing to sing me, and he is so glad. And if he was there, he would have come to me and embraced me also. Oh, come on, come on, and see. Go to the
Maharaj.
Now you should take your prasadam. Sri Purari Maharaj has done one kirtan, very little.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Telling that what Rupa Goswami has told in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and especially in Ujjwala Nilmani, and for explanation of him, Rupa Goswami wrote Lalit Madhava and Vidarbha Madhava. And Raghunath Das Goswami has wrote some books. After that, Krishna Das Kavriyaj Goswami has written these books. They are in some same way. Sri Goswami told from Siddhanta and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur told in Rasa Vichar, but both were sent to the Bhakti Vinod Thakur has reconciled in Ujjwala Nilmani that slok. There is a one slok here. So we know that Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu,
Sri Goswami, no, Rupa Goswami is slok, but he has done explanation some that it seems that he was Sakhi of how?
Yugasam.
It seems outwardly.
Right.
But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and all has reconciled it. That for those who are not bona fide of these qualifiers, for them, he told Sukhila. Those who are not bona fide, for this, Jigusami wrote something, it himself outwardly, externally, that he was talking about. And very bona fide, Krishna Chakravarti Thakur and other stories that Jiva Goswami has cannot tell against Rupa Goswami. They have reconciled, especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Brahma Sanghita. He has explained all these things.
Very,
very bona fide. He told that Babaji, in a different time only today, Lalita group and Babaji, anyone comes, don't know ABCD, anything of any tattva, jiva tattva, krishna tattva, bhagavat tattva,
maya tattva,
maya tattva. Even if any very new bona fide uneducated person comes and they give gopi bhav, that is, they call Siddha Pranava, we don't call it. That is, you are Lalita, you are Vishakha, you are all these things, silly things. And after some time, they become, they search any widow or anything, and they go to hell. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that, at first, Sambhavita, and he will know all the time. Then Diksha will become. And after that, if the Shraddha is matured to Nishtha matured to Ruchi, and Ruchi matured to Asakti, at that time he goes to Gurudev. And then anything is coming Shuddha Sattva from upside, from Subal Siddham or Mother Yashoda and
Nanda
Baba or from Gopi. And a greed comes. Krishna Bhakti Rasabhavita Matipriyatam Sotipriti Dasrati Sattva Laulya Matimu. This Laulya comes. And gradually by hearing all Chaitanya Chaitamrita and the books of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vishwanath Bhakti Thakur Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a greed comes. And greed going, and hearing, reading, it becomes free. Then he is qualified to take that. It agrees that I will follow Subal Siddha. I want to follow, means I want to serve Krishna like Subal Vasudeva. Like gopis, I want to serve. So, there were two disciples from Navati. They went to Babaji, Vishnodas,
Vijay Kumar,
and
Prajanath
was going. And after that, Vijay Kumar went. After that, they went to Puri, to Gopal's Guru, and Dhyan Chandra Guru. Prajanath went to up to Saptarash. Subal Sakha. Not Subal Sakha, only line of Guru.
Yes.
Otherwise it will be Mayavadi.
Angrahopasana.
And he saw his Gurudev like Baladev Prabhu or Subal. And Vijay Kumar, again in alone he went to Gopal Guru. Went on questioning and hearing. And he told that I want to serve Krishna and Radha conjugally in the mood of Gopi. Then he told that he gets benediction and he told that you can see your like Lalita. And then he gave something, and they at once saw and became friends. They were qualified. And that is in Jaiva Dharma. We follow Jaiva Dharma for all this. So in this condition, in this qualification, when they will have grief, very secret things, and then they can have some discourses from the Gurudev, and actually the mood will come outside. Then a sthayi bhava will come. They will know a sthayi bhava, bhava, shakti, and bhakti. And how it can be bhakti rush. We can know sthayi bhava, vibhava, anubhava, vyabhichari, but it will not be. Bhakti, Rupa Goswami has described all this. But he has not told how all this mixing becomes rush. This thing especially has done Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in his book, in his Stavavali, and especially in Vishakhanandan Sotra, in Kya Kushmavali, Vilap Kushmangali, Braja Stava,
Braja Vilap Stava,
in all. And day and night,